Following the 1970 Hornets State Football Championship, it was time for a new crop of Hornets to carry on the winning tradition. 17 of the 22 starting positions had graduated. 1971 also saw Chillicothe do something unique. In addition to remaining as a member of the NCMC Conference, they also became a member of the Midland Empire Conference. At the end of the year, it was an 8-2 season, second place in both conferences, but no playoff bid. When 1972 started, Mark Putnam was in his third year as starting fullback and had grown to 6 feet 1 inch and 200 pounds. Steve Cayley was one halfback, and several players took turns in the other halfback spot. Mike Wood returned as quarterback this year after suffering an injury the previous season. While the 1970 starters were solid the entire year, there was a rash of changes in starters in 1972, especially on defense. Even the defensive alignment changed, going from a six-man front with two linebackers from Week 2 through Week 5. Despite all of this, the wins kept coming, 34-0 over Cameron Week 1, 26-7 over Marshall in Week 2, hanged 54 points on Brookfield and wins at Savannah, at Moberly, and at Kirksville 54-0 for Coach Fairchild's 100th win. Next came the only hiccup on the season, a surprising 14-7 loss at home to Pembroke Country Day, now known as Pembroke Hill, what was then an all-boys school. Pembroke put two touchdowns on the board in the second half to come from behind to win. The Hornets continued their winning ways with Putnam's nose for the end zone and Wood's passing attack. In a homecoming win over Warrensburg, the Tigers passed for 355 yards, but only two touchdowns, both in the fourth quarter, after trailing 42-6. The Hornets qualified for the playoffs, but the playoffs would not come easy. In the semifinals, the Hornets battled Jefferson City Helias. A 3-yard run in the first quarter put Helias in the lead. The Hornets' Mike Wood scored on a 1-yard run in the second, and Helias led 7-6 at the half. Helias scored again in the third for a 13-6 lead. In the fourth quarter, the Hornets went to work. Putnam finished a drive with a 1-yard run. The 2-point conversion failed, and the Hornets still trailed in the game. As time wore down, with a minute 33 left in the semifinal game, Troy Cranmer hit a 25-yard field goal for the Hornets' 15-13 win. That vaulted the Hornets into their second Show Me Bowl in 3 years, facing St. Louis Chaminade on Chillicothe's home field, a rainy and muddy Chillicothe field. Steve Gastineau picked up a loose football, ran 32 yards for the first touchdown, but the kick failed. Chaminade answered later in the first on a 20-yard pass for a 7-6 Chaminade lead. Late in the second quarter, the Hornets' David Ginther was given a hole by his offensive line. He took advantage of their work. 75 yards later, he was standing in the end zone for 6. The 2-point conversion was good. A bad punt snap by Chillicothe narrowed the game to 14-9. The Hornets' defense and special team stepped up in the fourth quarter. Chaminade had a 4th-and-goal from the 3-yard line, but could not convert. Chillicothe took over with their backs against the end zone, ended up with a 4th down. They needed something special, and seasoned Hornets punter Chip Van Landingham delivered in the rain and the mud. As the ball left his foot, it stopped 70 yards downfield and was returned to the 32 with 2 minutes left. An inspired Hornets defense led by Ron Neely stopped Chaminade and helped the Hornets to their second state title in 3 years. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.